Where does he store the fish?
He got ice boxes on his boat.
It's big enough in that.
Oh yeah, they got them ice boxes full of 700, 800, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 pounds of fish. But them bird dogs, they got them little ice box full of 700, 800 in them. And you take the fellow with the got the two boats, the big boat and the little boat. He got boats, got ice boxes on him, boats like that, a whole 1,500, 1,000, 1,200, 800, all like that. When he gets through fishing, he goes to his big boat, throw them fish off on the deck of his big boat, wash them down good, and then pack them up in his box, share his box up. He stays some time, 2 or 3 days.
Gosh.
But them bird dogs, they make daily trips.
Mm-hmm.
When they find any fish, they make daily trips. They go out this morning, they come back this afternoon. They go out tonight. Mm-hmm. They make daily trips, but you, as a lawyer, you've got to have an ice box in your boat now. And so they all of them got ice box in their boat.
So the fish won't spoil, huh?
So they won't spoil, or so you won't throw them down that bottom of your boat. Where that gas drip off them kicker like that, that gas getting the fish, and the law is for you not to throw no fish in the bottom of your boat. You got to throw them in an ice box.
Mm-hmm. What kind of nest do you make?
Oh, you make pocket nets, and you make gill nets. I don't make them. I knit them and put them in the factory and makes all of my nets. I work on nets for people like that. Of course, I don't do much of nothing now because the reason why is I'm retired now, in a way of speaking, and my health is bad, and I can't do like I used to. But I do a little light jobs for people like that once in a while. But my net is sitting down mending them, what you call patching,
mm-hmm.
or either putting them on the line. That is, you get up and hang one on the line where a man can fish it. That's the kind of work I do. And to go off from home to work, out on the job, I don't do that. Well, the work I do, little work I do it right out there in the front.
Mm-hmm.
But a little work I do. It's like you see me is out there this now.
This house, is it the one that you grew up in? Or?
I've been in this house, the big part of it, since I was 5 years old. My daddy moved in this house. He bought this place when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And this part back here, it's newly built. This was built on in that later year, but that's the old part up there. That we used to do a big grocery business in there. My daddy did before he got paralyzed. He used to do a big grocery business in that building up there, and we stayed upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and my father did, and I did, and my oldest sister. My mother and my last sister was born, right then we built more rooms on. We built this part back here, my daddy did, where the boys would have a back and the girls would be up there in the front. So that's, this part is practically been rebuilt, and it's practically a new place to what that is up there. So that's the old part up there. That part up there is 100 years old.
Do you think, I'd like to get an idea of where the rooms are. Do you think you could sort of make a sketch of, you know, where the rooms are? And
well, I can tell you there's one right on this side, one that, I guess, four rooms upstairs.
Well, how?
How you want me to do?
Well, just like you're looking at it from the top, like if there's a room.
Oh, you can just, well, I could just say, yeah, on this the way it is now, this is your front room up here. Here's your porch. Here's your porch here.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a room here. Here's a room here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then here's the other room right here.
Right behind it?
Right on, right behind. Right behind this room here. Here's your front porch. Here's the room, bedroom. And here's the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. That's the bedroom right here. Well, now here's your front porch right on, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your front porch right here. Well, you come in this door right here. Well, you come in this door right here on your front porch.